I suspect that there have been days in the 15 months that have elapsed since August the 8th of 1974 when Henry Kissinger has concluded that he perhaps should have left then, because I suspect that his valedictory, when it does come, will be at best bittersweet. And that really is, in a way, how I view him. I have profound appreciation, belated as it was, in what both Nixon and Kissinger did to transform, or to begin to transform, perhaps, American foreign policy perceptions. I have profound misgivings that the Secretary has not been able to understand what this country has paid as a price over the course of the last dozen years by way of being lied to by its leadership consecutively, and not making an effort to appreciate that in the conduct of his day-to-day operation of both the National Security Council and the Secretary of State's role. It's that mix of both good theater, as we would view him from a congressional perspective, and a tendency to impose, I suspect, an overly European perception of foreign policy on a people who I think have as a strong card, clumsy but perhaps well-intentioned goodwill in an effort to try to help others, that I think perhaps is the greatest negative and the greatest concern I bring in attempting to assay the Secretary in the roles he's occupied over the course of the last 6.5 or 7 years. And it's a feeling that perhaps I should say, in summing up or in concluding, that perhaps Kissinger has stayed in the role he's occupied presently too long for the true credit to go to him in a way that I think would be unblemished by the events that have occurred, which have made it very difficult for me to feel that his departure, when it comes, will not accord him at least the singular credit for bringing about that change in foreign policy, which I think is long overdue, and to this country's credit. Thank you.